Hare Krishna. This is the auspicious month of Purushottama. It is also called the Adhik Mas or the extra month. In general ritualistic Vedic culture, this month is considered abominable and is condemned and is also called the Mal Mas, the dirty month. Because ritualistic religious ceremonies cannot be performed during this month. There are no suitable times for performing or conducting auspicious ceremonies. So from the point of view of Karma Kanda, you know, there is nothing that you can do in this month. However, this very reason makes it very, very attractive for devotees, because they know that there will be no disturbance of Karmakanda in this month and they can heartily perform devotional activities without any problems. This month has been blessed exceptionally by Krishna himself. I'm sure you've all heard the pastime of the origin of the Purushottam month, but suffice it to say here that Lord Krishna blessed this month that it would have his name, his opulence, his glory, his power, his good qualities, his fame, and even his power to give benedictions to everybody. So this month, Purushottam month, is considered non-different from Krishna. All the other months are called Sakama months. Sakam meaning that they are suitable for the performance of fruitive activities according to the ritualistic Vedic culture. However, this month of Purushottama is called Nishkama because it has nothing to do with ritualistic activities, fruitive activities, with Karma Kanda, etc. So being free from Sakama Karma and having only Nishkama Karma, it is perfectly appropriate to simply do devotional service. Enormous benefit is attained by those who perform even normal devotional service in this month. What then to speak of those who perform extra services, especially more hearing, more chanting, more remembering, more reading, more worship, a little more austerity, some extra services to the deities, etc. And also included in this is parikrama. Although parikramas can be performed any time, there are certain times that are very suitable for performing parikramas. And the same holds for this month. So this month, any time is fine for performing parikramas, and one gets exceptional benefit by doing that. Even though all of us who are participating in this virtual parikrama are not physically going to these places, but we are going there in our hearts, in our consciousness, in spirit. And because on the spiritual platform, in Krishna consciousness, everything is absolute, so there is no difference between a virtual parikrama and a physical parikrama. So as you experience the different places of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Gauda Mandala, Navadvip Mandala, so please remember that you're not only doing a virtual parikrama, you're actually there. And you're there in the holy month of Purushottam, where you can get the benefit from this, you know, enormously more than you can at normal times. So please do participate in this parikrama virtually and make your life even more enlivened in Krishna consciousness and taste some bliss as you go around from pastime place to pastime place. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Shri Navadvip Mandal Parikrama ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.